apologize. I didn't have a chance to prepare anything on Chulin, but this week is Shabbos Parsha Shkolim, so I'd like to speak a little bit about Machzis HaShekel. There is an institution which is learned out. There is a din that's learned out from a pasuk in Chumash. It's a Gemara in Nazir that there is such a thing as Magdish. Amanashi is Kappa Bachaveru. Let's say I know the next door neighbor was Bechal Shabbos B'Shogeg or Hayet Chel V'Dam B'Shogeg. He violated some Avera for which the punishment, if he would have done it B'Mezer, the punishment would have been Kores. But he violated it B'Shogeg, so he has to bring a Korban Chatas. And he doesn't have enough money to afford to bring the Korban Chatas. So I'm a good next door neighbor, so I tell him, I'll do you a favor. I'll be Magdush a Korban on your behalf. So the Gemara learns out from a pasuk that there is such a thing. Even though he's not paying the money for the Korban, he becomes the Baal HaKorban. The Gemara talks about which dinim, who's considered the Baal HaKorban in Halacha. Is it the Magdush or is it the Miskapar? So the different dinim, the Kaparis for the other person. The Korban is oil on behalf of the one who is Machal Shabbos. But the Magdush is Magdush Moisev Chaymish and Miskapar as a Tmura. The one who's Magdish also has a din of Bala Korban, respect to a certain dinim. So that din, the Gemara learns out from Psukim, that din only applies to a Korban Yochid. Korban is Tzibur, Tmirim himself, Mar Korban is Tzibur. And in Korban Tzibur, there is no such din. You can't have a Magdish, Amanashi is Kapra Bohan Tzibur. Let's say a wealthy man, Mr. Jesselson, Mr. and Mrs. Jesselson, decide they want to donate $1 million this year, $20 million for the purpose of bringing all the Karbanos Tzibur this year. So they're going to hang up a sign in the Beis HaMikdash. All the Karbanos Tzibur this year are taken care of by the Jesselson family. So that's no good. So the Gemara tells us that during the Beis Sheni period, there was a period of time, there were long periods of time, that the Beis HaMikdash was run by the Tzedukim. And they held otherwise. They held that just like in a Korban Yochid, there's such an idea. Magdash HaManashitz Kappa B'Chavero. Same is true in a Korban Tzibur. A private person can donate all the money and be makriv the Korbanos on behalf of the Tzibur. So we don't accept that. And that's one of the Yomim Tovim listed in the Megillas Tainis. Megillas Tainis is a small little sefer that was written down at the time that the Mishnayos was still being recited orally, when the Torah Shebaal Peh was being recited Baal Peh. It wasn't yet written down. The Megillas Tainis was Bigsav. Rashi writes on Gemara Shabbos, the first parak. Why is it called Megillas Tainis? Because it was Bigsav before the rest of the Torah Shebaal Peh was written down. It starts with Nisan. Nisan Yasivin goes in order of the Jewish calendar and lists off all the Yamim Tovim which were instituted midrabbanan by the Chachamim during the period of the Beis Sheni, and it's called Megillas Tainis. These are Yamim Tovim on which the Lord is sanu b'hon. You're not allowed to fast, you're not allowed to deliver hesped, and you don't take tachnun. And the Yamim Tovim, sometimes it's one day, sometimes 3 days, sometimes 8 days. Chanukah is part of Megillas Tainis, Purim is part of Megillas Tainis. Different Yamim Tovim. So one of the Yamim Tovim that was celebrated is Man Beis Sheni, is mentioned in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, and that's Sugya, all discussion there about Megillas Tainis. And the Gemara says that the reason for celebration of that Yom Tov is Itoikim Tamidah. The Korban Tamid was established properly when the Beis HaMikdash was taken over by the Chachamim, and they took it out of the hands of the Tzedukim. So then they followed the Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Peh says that you can only be Yotze Korban Tzibur if it's purchased with the Momen HaTzibur. You can't have a private family donate all the money. Amanashi is Kappa Bo HaTzibur. How do you collect this money? How is it considered Momen HaTzibur? So that's what the Machtz HaShekel is all about. Everybody has to give the same amount of money. Pasuk says, Osho Lo Yarbe V'Hadal Lo Yamed. No one's allowed to give more than the other person. No one's allowed to give less than the other person. It doesn't mean no one's allowed to give more than a Machtz HaShekel. They probably never gave a Machtz HaShekel. How much they have to give. So the Ravid, the Rambam and the Ravid are both dealing with an issue. That in Ezra Nehemiah, it says when the Jews returned back from Golas Babel and they rebuilt the completed building of the Beis Sheni and they brought Karbanis, so it says that they gave gigantic golden coins, Darkona Shel Zohar. They gave way more than Machtz HaShekel each person. So So there's a pella. Why? Why they give darkan shel zahav? So there's a machlekes, the Rambam and the Ravid in Hilchos Shkalim, what that's all about. So the Ravid explains the Beis Din has to figure out every year, the fiscal year for the purpose of Karbanas Sibur begins with Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So starting from Rosh Chodesh Nissan, the Nukat, the Karban, the Tmidim and Musaf from Rosh Chodesh Nissan have to be paid for with the new Machtas HaShekel money. L'chatchila. The Gemara says that B'di'evit, if you paid for the Karbanas Sibur from the leftover money for last year, B'di'evit, it would be kosher. But you're not yet to the mitzvah b'shleimus. The more correct is that every year, starting from Rosh Chodesh Nissan, you have to bring the Karbanas Sibur for the new Machtas HaShekel money. And let's say Rosh Chodesh Nissan falls out in the middle of the week. So what about the Lechem Aponim? They put it on the Shulchan on Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh. Let's say Rosh Chodesh on a Wednesday. They put it on the Shulchan the Shabbos before. They take it off of the Shulchan the Shabbos after Rosh Chodesh. So is that paid for with the old Machtas HaShekel money or the new money? So I think that's a Gemara. That's paid for with the new money. That's paid for with the new money. And all the other Karbanas, you begin with Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So how much does everybody give? So the Ravid explains, that there's a bit of a paragraph in the Ravid. Usually Rav just has one or two lines and he disagrees with the Ram. Here he disagrees with the Ramam's explanation, why they gave so much money, Darkon Shel Zahav, big golden coins in the beginning of Baisheni period. So the Ravid says, because hardly any Jews came back from Bavel Teretz Yisrael, there was such a small group of people. If each person is only going to give Machtas HaShekel, it's not going to be sufficient money to cover the expenses of all the Karbanas. So yeah, first you have to figure out, you have to make an estimation. Do they think the coming year is going to have an Adar Rishon, or only one Adar, or there's going to be an extra month? Adar Shen, it's going to be an extra month. You're going to need another 60th meeting, Tamash HaShach, Tamash HaBein HaBayim for the 30 days, 29, 30 additional days. Then you're going to need a whole bunch of, you have 11 Musafim on Rosh Chodesh in addition to the Tmidim. So first you have to figure out in advance, do you think that next year may be a Shana Mubaris and you're going to need more Karbanos? Then you have to figure out how many people can you rely on to give the money. Some people are just not going to give the money. Some people are opposed to Karbanos on principle. The Reform are not going to give. And the Orthodox, some of them are cheap, so they're not going to give. And some people will give. They'll give next year. They'll give. They used to have different pushkas in the Beis HaMikdash. They had one pushka said, Taklan Charetin, Shkolim Chadoshim, this year Shkolim, and the other one said, Taklan Atikin. Whoever didn't give Machtas HaShekel last year, or became a Baal Teshuva at the age of 85, and he realizes that the last 65 years he hasn't been giving any Machtas HaShekel, so he gives. He has to figure out every year when he was bar mitzvah, how much was the Machtas HaShekel that year, and the next year. Every year it's a different amount of money. So he has to give all of that money. You can't give donation. You can't. The Mishnah says, Machtas HaShekel fund doesn't accept any donations. You have to give what you're mechuyev. If you're not mechuyev, they don't accept it. You're going to foul everything up. If you're going to give more than you're mechuyev to give, so it's chulin. It's just not chal. Like you can't be a chatas, it's not bo ben ed ben adova. If a person was not Mechal Shabbos B'shegeg, he didn't need Chelev Adam B'shegeg, he didn't do one of the Yisurim, and he wants to bring a Chatos, it's Chulin. The Korban Chatz just not Chal. There's going to be a Mishnah in Chulin later. If a person's going to Shech the Behemoth, the Shem Chatos, it's just not Chal, unless he's Mechuyev to bring a Chatos. So Machtas HaShekel is also not Bob Ben Adam and Adov. That's what the Mishnah says. If a non-Jew wants to donate money to the Machtas HaShekel fund, you don't accept it. Because a non-Jew is not mechuyev. Only one is mechuyev can give. So they have to calculate how many people do they think are going to give. So the rabbi writes, the people in Bavel are not going to give. They didn't come back to Eretz Yisrael. They're not paying attention to what's happening in Eretz Yisrael. So they probably, you can't rely on them. And you can't rely that everybody's going to give all the money up front right away before Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So you have to tax the people. You have to, whenever you have people who do fundraising for charitable organizations, let's say people do fundraising for YU. So someone pledges to give $100,000. He gives right away $100,000. He pays it out over 25 years. They don't give the money right away. So people know that Machtas HaShekel, they're not necessarily going to give it when they're supposed to give it. So the rabbi writes, you have to make all the calculations. How much the animals cost now? How much do you think the price may go up? Price going to go down, that's a nice niggler. Probably not going to happen. You have to calculate how much do you think the price will be for each animal? How many months are there going to be? 12 months or 13 months? How many karbanos will you need? How many people can you rely on for giving the money on time? And then they decide everyone should give $24.15. So now the din sets in. No one's allowed to give more than that amount, and no one's allowed to give less than that amount. But we don't say, no one's allowed to give more than machzor shekel. That means no one's allowed to give more than anybody else is giving, but every year the bezin has to assess, make the whole calculation that the rabbi explains, and figure out how much machzor shekel should be this year. So why does it say machzor shekel? So the answer is, let's say there are a billion Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael. They're all reliable. Amech kulam tzaddikim. Oh, everyone's going to give the money the first day. So you don't even need machzor shekel. You can give a nickel each. It'll be more than enough. So then Halacha says, no, machzor shekel is the minimum. You never give less than machzor shekel. But usually it's going to be way more than machzor shekel because you're not going to have, not all the people are going to give. So what's the din? When do they start collecting? So the Mishnah says, Be'echad be'odar mashmiyim al hashkalam, a month in advance. Echad be'nissen, Rosh Chodesh Nissen is the Rosh Hashanah for Machzah, for Karbanas Tibur. That's the beginning of the fiscal year in the Beis HaMikdash. So we have a din, Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag, Sholem Adoshim Hilchos Achag. So that din, Shloshim Yom, it's not only Hilchos Achag. Shloshim Yom, whenever there's a chiv that's not ongoing, Tzitzis and tefillin and davening and krishma is every day. And Shabbos and kashas is every day. Whenever you have a din that doesn't come so often, Pesach comes once a year. Sukkot comes once a year. Rosh Hashanah comes once a year, so on. So you have to start learning the din and Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag. So you think, not so much you have to start learning the din, you have to start preparing in advance. Years ago in the days of the Tanoim, people lived in a little village. There was no machzor. They didn't have machzorim, so they would have to go to the big city in order to have the chazan say malchus, chanas, and shofars. They didn't have a shofar. Now probably every village in the world has a shofar. Years ago, not everybody had a shofar. So they had to start thinking in advance 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, where am I going to daven this coming Rosh Hashanah? Where am I going to... In my village, there's no shofar and there's no machzor. So he has to start calculating, where should he go? If he has enough money, he should go to the big city, but he's going to have both a shofar and a machzor. He doesn't have, so he has to calculate it. We give him 30 days to figure out where is he going to go. So the Brisa says sometimes he can't go to the big city where they're going to have both shofar and a machzor. He can go to two villages nearby. He knows one village has a machzor, one village has a shofar. So which of the two should he go to? So the Gemara says that shofar is the Raisa, and the davening is only the Rabban. So you should go to the village, but there's going to be a shofar. And all the calculation, the Gemara said, do we give you 30 days before the obligation comes? So the Gemara applies that Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag to Machzor Shekel also. Machzor Shekel is once a year, every year. The Karbanos Tzibur have to be purchased with the new Machzor Shekel money starting from Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So you have to announce in advance, Be'echad Be'odar, a month before Rosh Chodesh Nissan, Mashmim Al Hashkolim. They put up signs all over Eretz Yisrael that everyone should know. Bez Nagol puts up signs. Everyone should know that they have to figure out how they're going to take care of the Machzor Shekel. And most of the people are not going to give the Machzor Shekel, I assume. Most are not going to give in advance of Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Most of the people are going to pay it out. Everybody waits till the last minute and after. So they're probably going to pay it in Taklan Atikin. Probably going to pay it a year or two later. If they pay, they pay in the middle of the year. So that's that's the Ravid's explanation as to why in the beginning of the Baal Sheni period they gave way more money than each one giving a Machzor Shekel. The Rambam gives a different explanation, and the Ravid is not happy. He's, in the sense of historically, he's not happy with the Rambam's suggestion. The Rambam came up with a new shita. The Rambam thinks that if there's a madbeah hayotze ba'is medina, let's say in America, so the dollar is the basic, you can't say coin, what do you call it? Dollar is the basic currency that we work with. So let's say, we would have to give machtas hashekel. So let's say we would calculate that half a dollar is way more than machtas hashekel. Probably not, but we would calculate it's way more. So the Rambam holds, you always have to give at least machtas. How much is machtas hashekel? How much is machtas hashekel? How much is a shekel? Let's say we can work backwards. It'll be easier that way. For pidyon haben, you have to give 5 shekels. So machtas hashekel is half of pidyon haben. How much do you have to give for pidyon haben? For pidyon haben, it says in Shulchan Aruch, that's the way they calculated it. You have to give the value of 96 grams of pure silver that day. The price of silver fluctuates, goes up, goes down. Now it's pretty high. There was a time that a pruta used to be less than a penny. Now the pruta is way more than a penny. It could even be more than 2 pennies. So the din really is that you have to give for pidyon haben, you have to give the value of 96 grams of pure silver. For pidyon haben, there's no din that you have to give kesef. You can give shavah kesef. You can give the silver if you want. Or you can give, let's say, the Israeli government minted special coins, 5 coins to use for the 5 shekels for pidyon haben. And the 5 coins together have way more than 5 shekels, way more than 96 grams of pure silver. So the Acharonim write, Mikra, then you only have to give 96 grams. In many cases, you give 100 grams. And some poskim hold that the calculation is wrong. You really have to give Mikra, then 101 grams. But the many cases only give 100 grams, right? So the... the Chaye Odom, when he quotes the dinim of Pidyon Haben, says that the minig in that part of Europe was that they would give in Russia, what's the matbea? Not dollars. Rubles. They would give 5 rubles, even though 5 rubles was way more than the value of 96 grams of pure silver. So in America, let's say, if you would have to give pidyon haben, Reb Moshe writes like this, there was a time that $5 was way more than 96 grams of pure silver. So still, the Chaye Odom writes, it's based on that Rambam. The Rambam writes it by Shkolim, that you have to, in the days of Ezra and Nehemiah, when they started the Baisheni, so they gave Darkonishal Zohav. Why? Because that giant golden coin was the Matbe HaYotze Ba'isa Medina, and you have to give machtzas of that, even though it's way more than a machtzah shekel. So let's go again. So 96 grams of pure silver is 5 shekels. So if you divide that by 5, so 1/5 of that will be 1 shekel. 1/10 of that. 1/10 of that will be a machtzah shekel. 9.6 grams of pure silver. 96 grams of pure silver is 5 shekels. So if you want to get machtzah shekel, so you divide by 10, so it's 9.6 grams of pure silver. So the Rambam writes, but if the matbea hayotze beis medina is a ruble or a dollar or something like that, or a shekel, a pound, in England, pounds, whatever, then you have to give a machtas of that. So the Rabbit is not happy with the Rambam's suggestion. He thinks that historically it doesn't make any sense, because the Tanakh says that the Jews who came back with Ezra in the beginning of the Baishani period were extremely poor. So how can it be then that the normal matbea was a gigantic golden coin? They were so impoverished. It doesn't make any sense. So he gave his explanation. The rabbi said they had to give so much because he couldn't rely on anybody who lived in bubble. They were probably not going to participate. It's a shayla. Are they mechuyev to participate? Maybe they're not even mechuyev. If I'm not mistaken, I think it says Beferish and the Rambam. All the Jewish men, the women are not mechuyev to give machtzah shekel. All the Jewish men who live in the world where they're at Salachutzal, they're all mechuyev to give machtzah shekel. Those who live in Chutzal are also obligated. There would be room to argue with that statement in the Rambam and to develop an idea that machtzah shekel is really a chayvus hatzibur. And the tziruf of the tzibur basically is only in Eretz Yisrael. Whenever there's a chavis ha-tzibur, so the Rambam has this long arichas, that all the Jews who live in Chutz La'atz are considered ki yichidim. That's the end of the first parak in Tainus. But they get to saying Talamata. So the Gemara says, if a Yochid needs rain in the middle of the summer, he doesn't, shouldn't say in Baruch Aleinu, he should say in Shema Kaleinu. Only if the Tzibur needs. So the Gemara says, what if you have tens of thousands of Jews who live in the city, Ir Gedolu Keninve, gigantic city with a gigantic population of Jews? So the Gemara says, all the Jews who live in Ninve are Kiyachidim, even though there's so many people. So the Rambam understood from that Gemara that the Tziruf of the Tzibur is only the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael. This Rambam, we must have spoken about it a few times. The Rambam has it in a few places. He has it in Pirush HaMishnayis, in Maseches Becheres, around Daf Chav Tes, Daf Lamed. The Mishnah there talks a little bit about smicha, about conferring ordination. So the Rambam quotes the din from the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayis and Becheres, Daf Lamed quotes a Gemara from the first Perek in Sanhedrin, that smicha can only be conferred in Eretz Yisrael. But the Gemara never tells you a pasuk. How did they establish that? Smicha can only be conferred in Eretz Yisrael. So the Rambam explains in the Pirush HaMishnayis that the concept of Klal Yisrael is only the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael. Jews who live in Chutz La'aretz are Yechidim. And Smicha is not a private affair, that the Rebbe has Smicha Ish Mipiyish HaMosh Rabbeinu, and the Rebbe, the individual Rebbe, confers Smicha on his Talmud. It's considered as if the Rebbe has Smicha is representing all of Klal Yisrael to confer the smicha to his Talmud from the next generation. So that's only in Eretz Yisrael. In Chutz La'aretz, they're not considered as representing Klal Yisrael. How does he know in halacha like that? So the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayis quotes the Gemara in the first Perek in Hoyrius that there's an institution of Par Halam Dovah Shal Tzibur. If the Bez Nagodol issued a mistaken psak, they said a certain kanachel of his mutter. They said a certain activity is mutter on Shabbos, and it's not a malacha. They said a certain kind of food is not chametz, you're allowed to eat it. And then, if the chief rabbi says mutter is mutter, so everybody does it. And then Bez Nagodol realizes that they made a mistake, and the Rav HaTzibur, 51% of the Tzibur violated at least a chorus b'shogeg because of the mistake in sock of the Bez Nagodol. So the Gemara says we don't require. The Gemara interprets the pshat and the psukim in Parshas VaYikra. We don't require each and every individual person to bring a korban chatos. If you do an aver b'shogeg, which if you would have done it, amazing, you would have mechayv karis. If you violated b'shogeg, mechayv achata. So here, where's the fault of the Bez Nagodol, and the Rav HaTzibur violated this avera, so then we tell the Bez Nagodol they have to bring par halam dovah shel tzibur and all the yechidim are miskapim. And that's only if the Rav HaTzibur did the yisuf. If miyut HaTzibur did it, then it's a machlekes satanayim. We pass on the halacha yochid shasa by Raz Beznes chayv chatas. Yochid means less than 50%. If less than 51% violated the Isser, then the Bez Nagodol doesn't bring a parham davshal tzibus. And then we pass, and even though it's not their fault, they were following the psak, the mistaken psak of the Bez Nagodol. We pass, and each and every individual person who violated the Isser chametz, violated the Isser malacha, violated the Isser chelu adam, has to bring his own chatas. So the Gemara says, when you're calculating whether the Rav HaTzibur violated the Isser or not, the 51% of the Tzibur violated the Isser, you only count the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael. Those who live in Chutz La'aretz are not included in the Cheshbon. Nelam davim eini hakol, and the kohol is only the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael. How does the Gemara know that? The term kohol is only applicable to the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara quotes a pasuk in Sefer Melochim that when Shlomo HaMelech built the first place in Migdash, mobs of people came from all over, kol gadol malavoch hamos and nachal Mitzrayim, from the northernmost point in Eretz Yisrael to the southernmost point in Eretz Yisrael, people came from all over. But there were Jews who lived in Poland in the days of Shlomo HaMelech also. There were Jews who lived in Egypt. The Jews lived all over the world. So why only call Gadol Malvach Hamotz Anachman says, Gemara says, you see from the pasuk, the Jews from Chutz La'aretz also came. But you see, the word Kohol only applies to those who live in Eretz Yisrael. And the Rambam has said, the Rambam has this in the Pirush HaMishnayis, in Becheres around Daf Lamed, when he's talking about Smicha. And he relies on the Gemara that's talking about Par Halam Dovah Shel Tzibur. And the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, this is a famous one. Mitzvah says in Kuf Nun Gimel. But usually in the Sefer Mitzvahs, he has a brief paragraph, a short description of what the mitzvah is. Here he has a long arichas because he's arguing with the Karaites. Karan didn't believe in Kiddush HaChodesh al Pi Haria. Everything was different by them. So the Rambam has a longer essay. So he says, Kiddush HaChodesh can only be done in Eretz Yisrael. That's a Gemara. Can't do in Chutz Lartz. The Chatchidush should be done by Eretz Yehuda. Eretz Yehuda is a section within Eretz Yisrael. That Yerushalayim is in the middle of Eretz Yehuda is Galil also. So the Chatchidush should be done in Eretz Yehuda. But if you'd made the Kiddush HaChodesh or the Ibar Hashana, the Kviyas HaLuach in Galil, it'll also be good. But that's Makev. It can't be done in Chutz Lartz. Why? Why is it Makev? There's no pasuk that says. So the Gemara, there's a pasuk that shows that lachatchila should be done in Eretz Yehuda. How do they know it has to be done in Eretz Yehuda? The Ikuva. So the Rambam says because Kiddush HaChodesh is done by Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael is only the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael. All the Jews who live in Chutz Lartz are considered kiyichidim. So this mitzvah of machzah shekel is in order that the karbonis tzibur should be paid for by the tzibur. We don't allow magadish al menashe iskapa b'chaver and karbonis tzibur. That pasuk that the Gemara quoted in Nozer, that's only for karbonis yochid, not for karbonis tzibur. So there would have been room to argue the point and say that maybe the mitzvah machzah shekel only applies to the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael. Maybe that's what the Ravid means. The Ravid said, you can't rely on the people who lived. They couldn't rely on the people who lived in Babel. They're probably not going to give. What do you mean they're not going to give? They were very religious. They were, those who stayed behind in Babel, the religious Jews stayed behind. The Zionists were the Apikursim. Those who went those who went to Eretz Yisrael were the Mamzerim and the Chalolim and the Gerim and the Nesinim, all the Psula Yuchsin. The most religious Jews stayed behind in Babel. So why can't you rely that they're going to send the machzah shekel money? So maybe the rabbi thinks that they're not mechuyev. The Rama writes beferish that you are mechuyev. The Jews that live in Chutz Lartz are mechuyev to give machzah shekel. But one could perhaps argue the point and say that maybe you're not mechuyev. There's a famous thesis in the beginning of Psochim where the Gemara tells the whole story that there was a non-Jew who was bragging to Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, who lived in the city Nitzivim. That's in Chutz Lartz. He was bragging that he fooled all the rabbis in Yerushalayim. Every year he goes to Korban Pesach in Yerushalayim. And he pays money to become a shutuf in a Korban Pesach. And he knows that it says in the Chumash that a non-Jew is not permitted to eat Korban Pesach. Kol b'nechol yochol bo. And he fooled them all. They don't realize that he's not Jewish. So the Rebbe ben Becerra asked him, did they ever give you the fatty tail? So he says, no. So he says, because they know that you're not Jewish. Next time you ask for the fatty tail, you see they're not going to give you. Because they know that you're not Jewish and they're not allowed to give it to you. So the next time he was pulling his leg. So the next time he went to Yerushalayim, so he said he wants the fatty tail. So they looked at him and said, what are you, crazy? He said, the rabbi told me, he said, what rabbi? What are you talking about? The fatty tail we burn on the Mizbeach. Nobody eats the fatty tail. He said, no, the rabbi told me actually that's for the fatty tail. So they made a whole investigation and they found out he wasn't Jewish and they killed him. The question, why did they kill him? Because he'd tell a lie and you bought part of the Korban Pesach on the false pretenses. So he deserved to be put to death. That's the question, why did they kill him? But that's a story. The Gemara has the beginning of Psachim, Tav Gimel, Tav Dalet. The Gemara tells that story. So Tosis is bothered with Akasha, so they sent a message to Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, you live in the Tzivin, and you set a trap in Yerushalayim. By telling the goy to ask for the fatty tail, you trapped him. Look, a genius. So Tosis asked Akasha, how come Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra didn't go to Yerushalayim himself? He's mechuyev to be Ol Regel to participate in Korban Pesach. So Tosfos comes up with a chiddush that the Jews who live in Chutz Lartz are not mechuyev to participate in Korban Pesach. A big chiddush. So on the side of the Gemara, on the side of the Tosfos, it's printed, look in the Mishnah Melech who says that the Tosfos does make sense from the beginning to the end. Mishnah Melech is very unhappy with that whole Tosfos. But that's what Tosfos said. Well, there's no such Gemara. The Gemara said the Jews who don't live in Eretz are not mechuyev in Aliyah L'Regel. Pesach Shavuot. That's a Gemara. Because the Pasuk says, the enemies will not. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises Ashluchim Mitzvahin and Nizokim. If you go to Be'ol HaRegel, the enemies will not come and attack and take over your houses when you'll be in Yerushalayim. So the Gemara learns after that pasuk, Le'achmanish and Sarzecha, only those who live in Eretz Yisrael are mechuyev and Aliyah L'Regel. Those who live in Chutz Lartz are not mechuyev. But it never says in the Gemara anywhere that those who live in Chutz Lartz are not mechuyev in Korban Pesach. Where does it get that idea from? Some of the later Svarim suggest, and maybe Tosfos understood, that based on the Yerushalmi, this idea of Tosfos, that since the Korban Pesach is referred to by the Gemara as a Korban Tzibur, it's not paid for by Machzah Shekel money. Each group of people pay with their own kish. So it's really a Korban Yochid, but the Gemara calls it a Korban Tzibur because it's Osi V'chenufya. The whole Klal Yisrael comes and brings all the Korbanos Pesach the same day. Pesach after Chatzai, so the Gemara calls it a Korban Tzibur. So that's what some Svarim suggest based on a passage in the Talmud Yerushalmi. The Jews that live in Chutz La'aretz are not really considered part of the Tzibur. Jews in Chutz La'aretz are Ki Yechidim Damo. So you can't say that they're Mechuyev to participate in Korban Pesach. They always did come. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says there were always many people from Chutz La'aretz would come to Yerushalayim to participate in Korban Pesach. But there's the things that they weren't really obligated to come. So that Rambam is a very long arichas in the Sefer Mitzvahs. Mitzvah says a Kuf Nun Gimel. That's the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra Hashanah. So he has a famous line there. He says HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised the Jewish people that the Klal Yisrael would always exist. Not only that if there'll be a Holocaust, there'll be survivors. Klal Yisrael will exist. So the Rambam says that the Jews living in America and Canada and France and England and South Africa, that's not Klal Yisrael. The Rebbe Shlom promised there'll always be a Jewish community in Eretz Yisrael. Because if there are no Jews living in Eretz Yisrael, there are only survivors all over the world, that means that Klal Yisrael ceased to exist. That's what the Rambam writes. The Rambam, I don't read Arabic, but the Hebrew translation of the Arabic says, and if one can imagine Chas V'Shalom, that's what it says in the translation. If one could visualize, Chas V'Shalom, that no Jews living in Eretz Yisrael, and there are millions of Jews living all over the world, means that Rebbeinu Shlom didn't keep his promise. He promised not only there'll be survivors, that Klal Yisrael would still continue to exist. So he says, Klal Yisrael is only those Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael. Jews who live in Chutz La'aretz, not part of Klal Yisrael. So there's room to argue the point. I don't know if there's any Rishon who says it. Maybe the Ravid meant it. Zum tell you the point that maybe the Jews who live in Chutz La'aretz are not mechuyev to give Machzah Shekel. The Gemara in we have a practice when we get married, so we give a ring. The Rama and Shulchan Aruch Ibn Ezra quotes this from the Zohar, from the Tikkuni Zohar. The Mishnah says a nisha can be miskadeshes b'kesef or b'shove kesef. So we have chosen to do Shove Kesef. Are there any halachas where we insist that can Kesef, Shove Kesef is not acceptable? So the Gemara in Bechoris, Daf Nun Beis, Amud Aleph has a brisa that there are three dinim where Shove Kesef is not Kesef. So one is, if you ever learn Perek HaZohar in Bavli, so one din is, when you do Pidyon Ma'aseh Sheni, it says, V'tzart HaKesef B'yadecha. V'nesat HaKesef B'chol HaShetah V'nafshecha B'abakha B'atzon V'ayayin Mashecha. The word kesef appears a few times in that parsha. So the Gemara says you need kesef sheyesh olav tzura. You have to have a coin that's minted by the government, recognized by the government. If people have shove kesef, that's not acceptable. Let's say in Shulchan Aruch there are different opinions quoted in the Ramot. To what extent do we apply din in the machlus adina? Does the government have the right to introduce new kinds of taxes, and maybe only the old taxes that were accepted for years and years and years? So there are different opinions over there. So the Shach writes in one place in Hilchas Ridbis, in Yeridei of all places, Shach writes, but there's one area of halacha that everybody agrees that you apply dina machlus adina. That's to establish what is kesef as opposed to shove kesef. Kesef means alpidin, legal tender. If it's sponsored by the government, and the government says that is considered cash. If a private person makes his own, mints his own coin, not recognized by the government, but everybody knows that the coins are very valuable, they have a lot of silver content in them, or gold, whatever it is, that's not called kesef, that's shove kesef. Well, let's say you have Israeli coins in America. It's sponsored by the Israeli government, but the American government doesn't recognize it, so Israeli coins in America are considered shove kesef. It's not considered. American coins in Israel should be Shove Kesef, because it's not sponsored by the Israeli government. So that's a question. Some people claim that since so many, every other person in Eretz will accept American money, so maybe it's considered Kesef. Al Pidin should not be considered Kesef. It's only considered the Shach and Hilchus Rib. It's only considered Kesef if it's sponsored by the government of that country. So the Gemara says that the Brisa has there are three dinim. Moshav Kesef is not acceptable. Moshav Kesef is Lavke Kesef. When we get married, we all get married with a ring. That's Shav Kesef Kesef. And by Nizikin, Shor Bar, Mavehever, all the others. So the Gemara says you can pay with Karka. If you pay with Karka, you have to give Meitav. You can pay with cash. You can pay with Shav Kesef. You can pay with whatever you have around the house. You don't necessarily have to give kesef. Shavu kesef is also good. So what are the three areas? So one din is pigim asusheni has to dafka be done with kesef, kesef sheish al tzura, kesef that's recognized by that government. That's a question, which government? There's a group in Manchester in England who set aside British coins, and they give everyone permission to use their British coins for the purpose of being paid the Maaseh Sheni. So let's say I buy Israeli products in New York, and I'm afraid maybe they weren't Mafresh Trumas and Maaseh, so I'm Mafresh Trumas Gedol, the Maaseh Rishon, and let's say it's a Maaseh Sheni year, so I'm Mafresh Maaseh Sheni, they don't want to be paid there. Can I, so I, the payers that I'm being, the Maaseh Sheni is in New York, and the person doing the Pidyon Maaseh Sheni is in New York, but the payers, But the cash that I'm using is in Britain. So it's British coins. The coins are sitting in England. But the person who's doing the pidyon is in New York, and the Paris Maaseh Sheni that is being paid there are in New York. So when the Shach says that it's only considered the kesef if it's recognized by the government of that country, which country? The country where the person is who's doing the pidyon, the country where the Paris are, or the country where the money is? So there are two girsas in the Gemara. There are three logical possibilities, but there are only one of them is correct. The question is, when is correct? So at what place is in the end of Bava Kamma? In Hagozel, I think, Hagozel Basra. So the Gemara, there are two girsas, the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam's girsa in the Gemara is that it depends where the person is. So if I'm in America and the coin is in England, British coins in New York are not considered kesef. Well, for many years, Rabbi Neuwirth passed away already, the one who wrote the Shemesh Shabbos Kol Chassam. So as a child, he was brought up in Germany with all the Yekkes, the old-timers. Most of them passed away already. All the old-timers from Breuers, they went to school with Rabbi Neuwirth. So he gave permission to anyone who's a member of Breuers Shul to have a right to you. He set aside coins, he lived in Beit Vegan. He set aside coins and he gave everybody permission to use anyone who's a member of Breuers Kehillah. Gave permission to use his coins for the purpose of Pidyon Maaseh Sheni all over the world. Yeah, but we're in America, and the payers that were being paid are in America. The coins are in Beit Vegan. So that's relying on the Ravid. The Ravid holds, the Ravid's Girsa in the Gemara, the end of Bava Kamma is, it depends where the coins are. If the coins are in Eretz Yisrael, and they're Israeli coins, then it's acceptable. The Rambam had the Girsa that it depends where the person is. Logically, there could have been a third possibility that it depends where the payers are, but there's no such girsa. So the Chazon Ish says on this machlokes, one would have thought perhaps to be choshesh lechumra. So the Chazon Ish says we are not machmer like the Rambam. We follow the Ravid because the Rambam's girsa we just see in the Gemara, it's dead wrong. The Ravid says the Rambam's girsa doesn't fit into the Gemara. So the Chazon Ish says, and that's how the post can assume, that you follow the Ravid's girsa in the Gemara Bava Kamma, it depends where the coins are. So again, so Pidyon Maaseh Sheni has to be done dafka with kesef. It can't be done b'shav kesef. And that's a din d'oraisa, that's the Gemara in Hazov, a long discussion, Perek Hazov, that you need kesef sheyesh olav tzura. Ritzarta kesef yadecha, you need kesef sheyesh olav tzura. It was minted by the government and recognized by the government as legal tender. One of the dinim is clearly only a din d'rabbanan. Namely, when you oil a regel, Pesach Shavuos Sukkos, and you have to purchase an oil asriya, so you have to purchase it with cash. It's not good if you buy it with shavu kesef. The Gemara gives, the Rishami gives a whole explanation why. Rashi and the Braisa and Chorus and Afton Beis quotes in the Talmud Rishami, why did the Chacham make such a din? That's clearly a din, the Rabban. And the third din is a question, the din that machtas ha-shekel, you have to, you're only yotze machtas ha-shekel. If you give cash, if you give shavu kesef, you're not yotze. So that's a big question whether that's the Raisa or the Rabban. I think Rav Moshe Feinstein thinks that that's a din derais. Rav Moshe, when he was much younger, when he lived in Russia, wrote a whole chibur on the Yerushalmi. But then when he ran away from the communists, when he came to America, he lost the chibur or was stolen or something. It didn't survive. So he used to bemoan the fact. He felt that that was his life's, that was his main accomplishment. This chibur on Yerushalmi. So in his tshuvas, he refers to the fact that in his sefer on Yerushalmi, he explained that the correct sheet on Yerushalmi is that by machza shekel, it's a din deraisa, that you have to give dafke kesef, and you're not yotze with shove kesef. Yeah. Who has to give machza shekel? We assume only the men are mechuyev to give machza shekel, the women are not mechuyev. If a woman wants to volunteer, so we do accept. If a nochri wants to volunteer, you don't accept. If a person gives more than machza shekel is not a fund that can accept donations. If you're not mechuyev, you can't give. So what's with the women? So the women, it's the same by mitzvah sesesh as man grama, as by machza shekel. In principle, the women have the same degree of kedusha as the men. The pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, I think it was in Parshas Yisro, the women, Sagei Levin Yisrael means the men, Rashi quotes from the Tanoim, from the Mechilta, Atem Tiyulim Amlechas Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh. So Moshe Feinstein writes in his tshuva, you see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the men and the women, they're both on the same level of Kedusha. And Kedusha, he saw, means Kedushana B'mitzvah, so Tzivan, it means that you mechuyev the mitzvahs. So if you assume that women have the same level as of Kedusha as the men, means that the women have the same chiyuv mitzvahs as the men. But they have an exemption. If they don't want to, they don't have to fulfill the Zman Gromas, and if they don't want to, they don't have to give Machta Shekel. But if they do want to, it's not like a non-Jew. If a non-Jew volunteers, let's say, to shake a lulav, good, tavo ala bracha, but that's an enem mitzvah. If a woman is volunteering, she's volunteering something that she, in principle, she should have been mechuyev, because she has sufficient kedushas Yisrael. There's the same level of kedushas Yisrael as the men. And that's why the Rabbi Natam's opinion is that when a woman volunteers to shake a lulav, she says a bracha, because every word of the bracha is true. Every word is true. It's not the whole story. If she would say the whole story, she should have said, but the first step that she says, every word is true. Kiddushana b'mitzvah yisav. Kiddush yisav means you have chiyuv mitzvahs, and the women have the same level of kiddush as the men. So the women have the same chiyuv. So that's why the Mishnah says if a woman wants to volunteer to give machza shekel, we do accept. If a nochri volunteers, they don't accept. A nochri has no shaykhs at all. A Jewish woman has the kedusha herself to be a mechuyev. She doesn't want to, she doesn't have to. Is it also for what?
Liminatorah
also, yeah. If the woman wants to learn Torah, she gets schar, like shaking a lulav, right? The Rambam says a woman is not obligated to learn Torah. But if she learns Torah, so it's the same as a woman shaking a lulav. They get reward. The reward for one is mitzvah v'yaisa. The Gemara says there was a machlokes in the days of the Amoraim. One who volunteers a mitzvah should really deserve more schar than one who's obligated a mitzvah. He's volunteering out of the goodness of his heart. So there was such an opinion that there's more reward to the one, more schar for the one who's ain't a mitzvah v'yaisa because he's volunteering. And the accepted opinion is not so, that there's more reward for the with a mitzvah v'yaisa. I don't know if it's magrama, but we learned from the psukim that women are not mechuyev. That's why the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Tzlach Chiddush, that since the women, the Gemara has a, there's a Mishnah Brachas on the Chach, the women are mechuyev b'tfilah. So the Gemara said, Pshita, the women are Jewish. Why shouldn't they be obligated to daven? So the Gemara says, one might have thought perhaps that it's a mitzvah says the Shazman Groma, because you have to daven shachris in this time frame, and Ma'ariv in that time frame, Mincha in that time frame. So one might have perhaps argued the point and said that tefillah is a mitzvah Shazman Groma. The Gemara says, Kamash Malon, that tefillah rachmininu. Tefillah is bakoshes sarachim. So it applies to the women as well. So Tesis, Taisvus discusses, but they get to a different topic, that Musaf is not Rachmi. Musaf is not really Bakosh and Sarochim. the background of Tfilas Musaf is we're mechuyav to bring these karbanos tzibur. And if you live in a generation where there's no Beis HaMikdash, so the Navi tells us, neshama forms vaseinu. We should pay neshama. We should pay lip service. We should read the Parshas HaKarbanos. If you'll read the Parshas HaKarbanos, ma'ala ani alechem kilu he kraftem. Kadosh Baruch Hu will consider it as if we did that mitzvah. Special din, the Chafetz Chaim writes a whole sefer encouraging everyone to learn kachim. And he emphasizes those Rishonim who say there's only a din. The Shama Farsa is saying it's only going to get to Korbanos and Binyan Beis HaMikdash. If you live in a generation where you can't bring the Korbanos, you can't build the Beis HaMikdash because there's a mosque over there. So the Navi promises us we have a partial fulfillment of the mitzvah if you read about it. Let's say you live under the communists and they don't let you bake matzahs and you don't have a lulav and you don't have a sukkah. Does it help if you learn the dinim? So the Chafetz Chaim says no. He says that this and the Shama from Saseno only applies to Karbanis and Binyan Beis HaMikdash. That's a Medrash Beferish. It applies also to Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Others disagree. The Mabit, who is at the same time as Rabbi Yosef Karo, he was in the Bezna of Rabbi Yosef Karo in Tzfat in the 1500s. He writes in his Sefer Beis HaLakim that this is relevant, this idea applies to all mitzvahs. If you're stuck in Siberia and you don't have a lulav and you don't have matzah and you learn the dinim, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, under the circumstances, will give us reward. Ma'ala ne'alechem, as if you ate the matzah and as if you did shake the lulav. But the Chafetz Chaim thinks that all the Rishonim disagree. He thinks that that idea in the Shalma Farm Saseinu only applies to Karbonis and Binyan Beis HaMikdash. So Tosfos says, Benegia to Tashlumin. Then is, let's say, a person forgot all about davening mincha, say he davens ma'ariv twice, the second tefillah will be tashlumin. If he got to daven ma'ariv, he should daven shachris, the second tefillah for the sake of tashlumin. So what if the whole day went by, he forgot to daven musaf? Can he make tashlumin on Matzoy Shabbos? Can he daven ma'ariv the second time to make up for the tashlumin of forgetting to daven musaf? So Tosfos and the Rishonim say, there's no tashlumin on musaf. Why? So Tosfos argues the point because Musaf is not really for the purpose of Tfilah Rachmei, it's not really for the sake of Bakoshas Tzarach. Musaf is in the Shalma Farm Sosein. And the whole idea of Tashlumin, the Gemara says, is based on Tfilah Rachmei Ninu. So even though you missed the Tfilah Bizmana, so you can make it up by davening a Tfilah Shalai Bizmana, you get partial reward for davening the Tfilah Tashlumin. So Tosfos says that Musaf is really in the Shalma Farm Sosein. It's not based on Rachmei. So that's what the Tzlach has, that Chiddush. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Tzlach as a sefer on Brachas. We said over Tzlach on Chulin by Behem Eliyof, by Shehiya, the daf that we just learned the other day. So the Tzlach on Brachas has on every page. So the Tzlach thinks, has on Beitz also on every page. So the Tzlach on Brachas has this Chiddush. He thinks that women are not mechuyev to daven Musaf. Why? Because it should really be Zman Groma. The only reason why the women are mechuyev to daven shachris minchaim are because rachmei ninu, and Musaf Tosfos said is not rachmei. That's how Tosfos argued. That's the rationale why Tosfos says that there's no tashlumin if you missed Musaf. So he says that the women, he thinks women are not mechuyev to daven Musaf, and then he has another point of argument because the women were not mechuyev to give machzah shekel. Machzah shekel is for the purpose of bringing the karbanos tzibur. So shachris bincha ma'irav, tamid shachris tamid shel ben abayim, we daven shachris and mincha, and this manim of tamid, even though the women weren't mechuyev to bring it, but tefila rachmei ninu, so they're mechuyev. But the daven musaf, which is not rachmei, it's only keneged karbanos, and this manim miglish, the women were not mechuyev to bring the karbanos. When the karbanos were offered, they were offered a mehef of all the klal yisrael. The women get the mitzvah also. But the women were never mechuyev in the first place to pay money, to chip in, to become shutfim in the machzah shekel campaign of raising the money. So that's the argument of the tzlach, that musav is not rachmei, and the only reason why women are mechuyev in the other tefillah is because rachmei. And not only that, we know the women were not mechuyev to give machzah shekel, so therefore not mechuyev to daven musaf. It's a chiddush. It's a chiddush. There's a there was a character who lived in the 1700s who forged a whole bunch of Tshuvas HaRosh. He called it Besamim Rosh. He claims that he found a manuscript of Tshuvas HaRosh, and he printed it, and then he wrote the text of the Tshuvas, and then he wrote footnotes on the bottom of his Tshuvas that he forged. And for many years, they thought it was authentic. The Sefer was given a Haskama by the Nerdy Behuda. Nerdy Behuda didn't know the character. He knew his father. His father was a prominent rabbi. So he thought that Rabbi's son was probably an honest person. And he fell in. He gave a Haskama. Anyway, so that's famous. His commentary on the Padma, his name of the Sefer is Bisamim Rosh. The Chasam Sefer felt that it was a forgery, and he calls it the Kizvei HaRosh, the falsified Kozov is a sheker, Kizvei HaRosh. And then in recent years, someone wrote a long essay, what's his name, the one who put out the Sefer Mitzvah of Sadi Gun, Rabbi Ruchem Perlo. So he wrote a long essay that was published in after he passed away, proving that it's a forgery. He has ridiculous things there. One of the ridiculous things he puts in the Tshuvas HaRosh, the women don't have to observe Taras HaMishpocha Bizman HaZeh, because we don't observe Tumah V'Tara Bizman HaZeh. It's ridiculous. What are you talking about? The Amoraim live Bizman HaZeh. Of course we have to observe Taras HaMishpocha. Well, it has nothing to do. Taras HaMishpocha has nothing to do with Tumah V'Tara. Anyway, so that's a dead giveaway that he's a Meshulana. So in his footnotes, and the footnotes are called Kasa Daharsana. Haloshin Adigma. Kasa Daharsana. So in the footnotes, he writes like this. There is a dispute in the Rishayna based on two girsas in the Talmud Yerushalmi. From what age on is one obligated to give machtas shekel money? From bar mitzvah on, normally bar mitzvah, or should we say from the age of 20 on? Because in the Chumash in Kisisa it says Mberesam Shana v'Malka Yetzik Zava Tifkidu. But that's talking about drafting people into the army. You want to take a census of the Jewish people from the age of 20 and up, to know how many men there are who serve in the army. And Rashi writes on the Pasuk in the beginning of Chumash Bamidbar, one of the first Psukim, you don't draft people in the army younger than the age of 20. That's what it says in the Chumash. Today the Israeli government does draft people younger than 20. The Pashto says that that's Shaloi Kedin. They do more things that are Shaloi Kedin also. That's one of the less serious violations that they do. They say the Rambam never quoted that din, that you don't draft people younger than 20. So someone is saying, see, the Rambam doesn't hold like Rashi. That's questionable. It says in the Chumash. The Rambam writes, all you have to do is read the Tanakh and read my Sefer, and you know all there is to know. But he says you have to read the Tanakh. So read the Chumash, it says, Benes Mashalam Amala. So that's not such a compelling argument that the Rambam argues, but Rashi holds you can draft people in the army even before the age of 20. Anyway, so that's the two girsas in the Yerushalmi. So whether they drafted people, whether you're mechuyev to give machzah shekel after bar mitzvah, or you're only mechuyev to give machzah shekel after the age of 20. So this character who forged the Samir Rosh, the Tshuvas of the Rosh, he writes in his footnotes over there. He's assuming that you only give machzah shekel from the age of 20. So before the age of 20, you're not mechuyev. So just like the Tzlach says that, you know, women are not mechuyev to daven musaf, because they're not obligated to give matzah shekel. So the children between bar mitzvah and 20 are also not mechuyev to daven musa. They want to volunteer, that's fine, but it can't be the shliach tzibur. It can't daven for an omid, unless all the people in the minyan are younger than 20. Because mishenim mechuyev b'dover and motzei sachem v'derechei vosom. So for the purpose of matzah shekel, and therefore for the purpose of tefillas hamasofim, you have to be 20 years old. Okay. So the Torah Tmima quotes that from the Kasa Daharsana. We know the Kasa Daharsana. When he has a good idea, when he says something that makes sense, we'll be happy to accept it, even though he's a faker. But the whole thing is very shaky. We assume that more correct is that from the age of Bar Mitzvah on, they only have to give the Machtas HaShekel. There's a Mishnah that talks about a cotton Sheshokal. So that's a big problem. A cotton can't be marked their money. Cotton can't be makna his money min haTorah. The Rambam starts off the Perek Chav Tes and Hilchos Mechira. Shloshay mikcha mekach ve'mem kerem kadim Torah. And haTorah, the three people, Chereshoy to be cotton, Allah b'nei das, So they can't be makna their money. But the Rabbanim, they said, in Kot Mishigir, Lo'enis HaPutas, if he's intelligent enough to understand a little bit of that business, then, and he's a Yosem and he doesn't have an apotropis, so the Rabbanim made a takana that the Kotlin can be makna if he's intelligent enough to understand what he's doing. So that's Midi Rabbanim, that's based on Hefker Bezna Hefker. So that's a famous Ktzois HaChoshen. The Beis Yosef quotes a Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Rabbeinu Yeruchim is a Talmud of the Rosh. So Rabbeinu Yeruchim says, if a man is Mekadosh and Isha with a ring, but he doesn't have the ring with him under the chuppah, he was afraid he's going to forget the ring, so he asked his best friend. He gave the ring to the best friend. He's not nervous. He's not getting married. He gave it to his father, and he asked him, please bring the ring to the wedding. So their friend forgot to bring the ring to the wedding. So he can give the ring to the kala, Idei Maima Shloshna. So the chosen and the kala and the best friend can stand under the chuppah and I say, Hariyat Mukudeshensli, with the ring that my best friend has at home, and now the ring belongs to you. So the Gemara says that that's a good kinyan. Maima Shloshna is a good kinyan with the Rabbanan, based on Hefke Bezna Hefke. And the girl is Mukudesh. So the Rabbeinu Yeruchim writes that since the whole Kenyan, my Mishloshtan is only Midirabbanan, so she's only Mukudesh is Midirabban. She's not an Eishes Ish Derais. Only an Eishes Ish Midirabban. So Rabbi Yosef Kara quotes this Rabbeinu Yeruchim. He often quotes Rabbeinu every other page. He quotes Rabbeinu Yeruchim. So Rabbi Yosef Kara in the Beis Yosef quotes this Rabbeinu Yeruchim and he says it doesn't make any sense. Hefke bezna hefke, we learn out from Psukim that it's valid on the level of deraisa. It works mideraisa. So the woman will be an eishes ish mideraisa. That's what the Beis Yosef says. So the Tzais HaChoshen has a raya to the Beis Yosef that hefke bezna hefke works min ha-Torah, and therefore it'll be chal min ha-Torah. Because the din is that machzal shekel cannot accept any donations. Either you're mechuyev when you give, or if you're not mechuyev, you can't give. So here it says the kotn shoshokal. If the kotn start before bar mitzvah, poshim shah. Kotn before bar mitzvah. Kotn before bar mitzvah is a lot by das. So how can he give machzal shekel money? So it must be that midi rabbanan made a takana that it's good. So, and it says that you accept it, you take the money, you buy the kabbana sibah with it. So you see, it works min ha-Torah. You can't say that it only works midi rabbanan. So don't you see? The Gemara says that Hefke Bezna Hefker is learned out from Psuk and works Menatar. What the Gemara can say means Hefke Bezna Hefker, they declared that my jacket is Hefker, and whoever wants can grab it. What if they declare my jacket belongs to you? That Hefke Bezna Hefker, Lahaknas Lachem, also works Menatar. So that's the machlokes between the Rabbeinu Yeruchim and the Beis Yosef. Rabbeinu Yeruchim holds that Hefke Bezna Hefker is only that Menatar, Hefker Bezna has the ability to be Mafke someone's property. But they don't have the ability to be makna lacherem in a Torah. The ability to be makna lacherem, that's only midi rabbanim. And Rabbi Yosef Kara thinks not so. Hefke bezna hefke works min a Torah, both lahafkir and lahaknas lacherem. So the Ktzoi says, I have a raya to the Beis Yosef. For in this Mishnah, the kotten, poshim shat kotten means before bar mitzvah, before 13. So min a Torah can't be makna anything. But midi rabbanim, we allow him to. If he's a yosem and he doesn't have an apotropos, so they made a takana. He can give away some of his money. So you see, that is good menatar. Otherwise, the karbanas tiba would be all fouled up. They would be buying karbanas tiba from money that's not machzal shekel, and chulin dika money that wasn't chal. So the Nesivis disagrees with the Beis Yosef, and he disagrees with the Ktzois HaChoshen. He thinks Rabbeinu Yeruchim is right. The Nesivis holds a hefke bezna hefke only works menatar lahafkir. Lahaknas lacherem, that's only midirabban. Only make believe midirabban doesn't work manatera. I but over here, you buy the korban sibu the machta shekel that the child donated. The child before bar mitzvah, he can't give manatera. It's only midirabban. Don't you see the hefke bezna hefke works manatera? Even lahaknas lacherem. So he says no. The kid is going to put the money in the pushka, gigantic shofars. Shofar means a gigantic box, and all the people put in the takman charitin. Shkodim Chadoshim for this year, Takman Atikim for last year. So the kid puts it in the box, so the box is kainer for Hegdish Menatar. That's a din chotzer. That's a din of chotzer. Hegdish is kainer with the kinyan chotzer. Kelev Shalodim, chotzer is not only if I put a gift in your apartment, if I put a gift in your pocket is a kinyan chotzer. Put a gift in your automobile, I give you a gift, I put it in your automobile, you're kainer with the kinyan chotzer. So here also, the cotton when he gives the machzal shekel, He puts it in the Pushkin, the Beis HaMikdash, that says Tatna Charetin Shkolim Hadashim Sehegdash Iskayim. So it's really very strange. Nisivas Hegdash can be kind of things, but the Kinyan Chatzah are right if you hold like that. There's a Tosfos in Bava Basra says Hegdash is not kind of a Kinyan Chatzah. And the Ramban disagrees with Tosfos. Even if you say like that, Hegdish can be kind of, but can you chutz it? But it's not kind of for machza shekel. It's not kind of the box of takman chalitin. It's kind of betoris machza shekel. Hegdish is kind of for derek habayis. Mom and Hegdish, but machza shekel, someone has to be magdish kedushas fair. Very strange nesivis, they're both difficult. The ksais and nesivis are both difficult. The ksais says that it works midin hefke bez nehefke, works minatar, even the haknas lachem is very questionable, and the nesivus is very questionable. He said the hegdish is kind of with the kinyan chotzer, kind of there. Hegdish would be kind of money with kinyan chotzer. It should go to the fund of kedushas berak habayis, but not that it should go to kachem mizbeach for the korbanos tzibah. Very problematic. That mishnah is a problem.
Can you say that the money will be kind of by the hegdish, but it won't be yotzei the mitzvah because it's not mishalach dam?
You have to, it's a problem, the machza. The korbanos tzibah have to be purchased with machza shekel money. You can't just buy with hegdish tzibah money. It has to be hegdish machza shekel. It only becomes machza shekel if somebody declares it as such. If someone dropped money in the azara, so hegdish is kind of goes to berak habayis, but it doesn't go to machza shekel fund. It's problematic. So what's that kapshad? How is the cotton donating machza shekel money? So some want to say the cotton means he's younger than 20, but he's after bar mitzvah. So he's after bar mitzvah, he's a bar das. Why do you call him a cotton shekel? Because when he gets to machza shekel, it only starts at the age of 20. That's very questionable. I think most assume that girsan yisham is not correct. Most of the rishonim and achronim, I think, assume that Mibenes Mishan of Amala, that's for the draft, for the army, and for the census. You don't include in the census people younger than 20, because the whole purpose of the census is to see how many able-bodied men do you have who can serve in the army. But for the purpose of Machza Shekel, the Pashto says you have to give from the age of Bar Mitzvah on. So that's why others suggest, no, maybe you only have to give from the age of 20, Cotton Shishakal means he's older than Bar Mitzvah, but he's a cotton, and he gets a Machzah Shekel. He's in between 13 and 20, so of course he's a Bar Das to be Machna. Others say Cotton Shishakal means that the father gave on behalf of the cotton, not that the cotton gave. Cotton can't give. The father gave on behalf of the cotton. But that's questionable. That's a problematic Mishnah. How did that happen?
Would it be a further problem of King Kotter, that even Ramban argues
Tosfos
says that
Hegdish has a kinyan,
but only for mamon hekdesh, not for kedushas hekdesh.
Right.
So I mean, there are no rishonim that say that chatzer works to create
kedushas hekdesh. Pashtus is like that, yeah. Even if you hold the hegdesh kind of kinyan chatzer, it'll belong to berak habayis. It'll be mamon hekdesh, but it won't have kedushas hekdesh. How does it become kachim mizbeach? How does it become machza shekel money? What, the pushka belongs to machza shekel? Very, very questionable. The Mishnah talks about people set aside machza shekel money or magdushit, and then someone didn't realize what's going on and used the money for his own purposes. So that's me'ila behegdush. So the Mishnah said there's a din of me'ila on the money that's set aside for the machza shekel. The din is that there's only a din of me'ila. You have to pay karm v'chaymish and bring hasham me'ilas if the korban, if it's in the area of Karbanis, either Kachim Berek Abayis, okay, or if it's Kachim Mizbech, it's only if it's Kachim Kachim. If it's Kachim Kalim, there's no din of Me'ila. So how does the Mishnah say that there's Me'ila and the Machza Shekel money? So obviously, if you have a blend, if you have money that can be used either for Kachim Kalim or for Kachim Kachim, then the Mishnah says that there's no Me'ila. It's a person sets aside $2,000, he's a Nazir, he's going to complete the Zman HaNaziris as they bring an oila and a shlamin. And he puts aside $2,000. But he didn't, it's more stumin. He didn't designate this $1,000 for the oila this $1,000 is for the shlama. He puts aside $2,000 to use it for oil or shlama. Then the Mishnah says in Nazir, there's no ni'ila on anything, since part of the money could be used for the shlamim, so there's no ni'ila on anything. So what's with the machzor shekel money? So the Mishnah explains, because all karbanos tzibur are kochi kochim. Once a year you bring shlamim, shamei tzibur, zivchei shamei tzibur, on Shavuos, but zivchei shamei tzibur is kochim kochim. It's not kochim kalim. A shlamim that a yochid brings is a kochim kalim, but the shamei tzibur that's often once a year on Shavuos, that's a kochim kochim. So all of the machzor shekel money is indeed the kochi kochim. Kedushas damim, lam is beach. It's cash, and not kedushas agul. It's kedushas dam, lam is beach. To use it for the purpose of purchasing kochi kochim. The Mishnah has a din. Let that person set aside machzor shekel, and he never got to give it to the. He never brought it to the Beis Hamikdash, and he lost it. He never reached the Beis Hamikdash. So the Mishnah says, Yechai b'achrayis, you have to be marfish again. You're not yotzei with what you did. Same thing, let's say a person said, my wife has a baby boy and I have to give pidyon. I bend money, I set aside the money. Until I give it to the kohen, I'm chai b'achrayis, even though I set it aside. So even though over here, by the pidyon, I bend money, the pashtun says, nothing is chal in the money. I'll be pashtun, you should have said, nothing is chal in the money if he set it aside. So of course you're chai b'achrayis, but over here, if you set aside machzor shekel money, it is kodesh. It is kodesh. But still, the Mishnah learns that from Psukim, that until he gives liyad gizbar, you're mechuyev b'achrayis. Once it's a gives liyad gizbar, if the gizbar shel hekdesh has it in his hand, and then the gizbar loses it, I'm not mechuyev to give the machzor shekel again. So the Mishnah has an interesting din. People have lived all over the world. People lived in Chutzlars and Bavel, other places. They used to give machzor shekel money. They always gave. That's where the Rambam says they're mechuyev to give, because the Gemara talks about the Metzius, that in fact they used to give machzor shekel. So the Mishnah describes the situation. There are tens of thousands of Jews, hundreds of thousands of Jews living in Chutzlars, and one or two of them are going to be oil or regal. One or two are going to be oil or regal, so they're going to bring everybody's machzor shekel money with them. So they're traveling. The shaliach, who's, I sent the shaliach to deliver my money for the Beis Hamikdash. So adayin lo higil liyad hagizbar. What if it's adayin lo higil liyad hagizbar, but they did the trumas alishka? Trumas alishka is, it's an interesting din. Why do we call it trumas alishka? Just like any fruits or vegetables, any terrace that grow in Eretz Yisrael, or tevel, you're not allowed to eat them until you mafresh trumas amaisis first. When you mafresh truma, so not only does your kriya Hashem harizu truma Hashem ala kol, not only does your kriya Hashem have an effect on what you picked up on the truma, has an effect on everything. Everything before your mafresh truma was tevel, and after you mafresh the truma, the maiserish, maiserisheni, nothing is tevel anymore. So the same is true by the truma salishka. 2 weeks before, that's called b'freis ha-pesach, or b'freis ha-tzeres, or b'freis chag ha-sukkos. Pros means a half a month. 2 weeks before Pesach, that's Rosh Chodesh Nisan. 2 weeks before Shavuos. 2 weeks before Sukkot. Begimel Prokim, three times a year, Tormim is Halishka. The Kohen would go in and take out sacks full, three gigantic sacks full of money, and they're going to buy the Karbanis. The first time is a very short period, from Pesach till Shavuos. They take out the money, Bechad Benissen, and this is going to last until 2 weeks before Shavuos. So it's only 7 weeks. But then they take out money 2 weeks before Shavuos, it's going to last till Sukkot. That's a much longer period. Then 2 weeks before Sukkot, they take out a third time. The Gimel Prokim, Tarmim is Halishka, so they do the third time. That's going to be the longest time. From Sukkot until, that's the longest stretch of the three amounts of time, that's the longest stretch. Each time they would take out three big sacks full of money and use it to buy the Karbanos Tzibur in that period of time. So the money left over is called Moisa Trumas Alishka. And the Hafrasha, it's like just like Hafrasha's Truma, has an effect not only on what you take out, this now becomes Truma, the rest becomes Chulam Misikonim. When you do Trumas Alishka, this becomes Trumas Alishka. This is designated the money that you... The three sacks of money that you took out are going to be designated for the, as a excluding all the rest of the money, the money that you took out is going to be used to buy the carbonus, even the rest of the money is going to be used for some other purpose. But the Kriya Shem of the Truma and the Truma Salishka is chal on the rest, that that the rest is no longer I made to be used for the purpose of Karbanas Tziva. So there would no longer be any din of Me'ilah. The din of Me'ilah is only if the thing is I made le Karbanai. So the Mishnah has a very interesting din. If the people in the community, a little village somewhere in Bavel, and one of the 500 people live in the village, one person can afford it, he's going to be Ola Regal to Yerushalayim. So all the people give him their Machta Shekel money, he should bring it. So while he's on his way, we know that three times a year the Kohen does Trumas Alishka. So while the Shliach is on his way to Yerushalayim, he knows that the Kohenim did Trumas Alishka. So the Mishnah says, in order to be Mezaka, all of the people in that little village, that they fulfill the mitzvah more bishleimus. So when you designate the money, that's the first step. And then when the Kohen has all of the money in the Beis HaMikdash and he takes out the Trumas Alishka, so that's a deeper fulfillment of the mitzvah of you being Magdashid. Not only were you Magdashid, but they did Trumas Alishka, and the Truma, with the three sacks of money that took out, becomes Trumas Alishka, like Truma, and the rest becomes Shirayim. So for the purpose of declaring that all of the people who sent the Shliach to bring their money to the Gizba Shal Hegdash were in fulfillment of that step as well, that their money is considered as if you did Trumas Alishka on it, we consider all of the Shluchim as if they're all Gizborim. If the Shluchim who are going from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael arrive in the Beis HaMikdash before Trumas Alishka, so it's a Adayim lo higili ala Gizba, the money was not yet higili ala Gizba, and if it gets lost, then the Balabas who sent the money would be Mechuyiv to be Mafrish again. But if while the Shliach is traveling to Yerushalayim, he's holding on to the money, the Kohen, we know when the Kohen does Trumas Alishka, begin with Prokam Hashanah, the first of Pesach, the first of Tzeres, the first of Chag, 2 weeks before Pesach, 2 weeks before Shavuos, 2 weeks before Sukkot. So if the Shluchim are carrying the money to Yerushalayim and they know that at that time the Kohen is doing the Trumas Alishka in the Beis HaMikdash, it's considered as if they were Gizborim of Hegdash, and it's considered as if the money was a Gilead Gizbar, and the people who gave the money to the Shluchim, don't, if the money gets lost, they're not Mechayiv to replace it. They're no longer Chayiv Bachrius. That's Mishnayis in Shkolim has that thing. It's a deeper Kiyumah Mitzvah. Setting aside the money is the first step in the Mitzvah. Second step is that Trumas Alishka should take place in connection with your money. In the days of there was always an issue of raising money for yeshivas. It's always a problem. Every yeshiva has, they say that's the most first question in Kiddushim, the Kesef Minolam. Kesef Minolam, how are you gonna raise the money? So you have to come up always with a new gimmick, a new shtick. So you get a guest of honor, and he gets all of his friends to donate, to put out an annual journal, a dinner, you know. You have to have all kinds of gimmicks. So in the days of the Goyim, they came up, the Goyim Eretz Yisrael. They were Goyim in Bavel, Goyim in Eretz Yisrael. The name of the yeshiva used to be Gaon Yaakov. And the president of the yeshiva was known as Rosh Yeshiva's Gaon Yaakov. Some of them were Goyim, and some of them were not. But we would call not such Goyim. They were fundraisers for the yeshiva. So the Goyim Eretz Yisrael came up with this new gimmick that there's no Beis HaMikdash today, and no one's giving any Machta Shekel. So they came up with a shtick that on Tainus Esther everybody should give. In the days of the Beis HaMikdash, Be'echad Be'odem Hashmim Al Hashkolim, Rosh Chodesh Ador, Shloshim Yom Kodem, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the beginning of the fiscal year for the purpose of the Karbanas Tziva. Has to be brought L'chatchila for the new Trumas Alishka money. But yeah, but if you bring for the old money, but it's the beginning, you're supposed to bring for the new money. So Shloshim Yom Kodem, you start collecting all the money. So from the beginning of Ador, we should start announcing that everyone should get ready to give Machta Shekel. If there's no Beis HaMikdash, give it to the local yeshiva. Support the yeshivas. So the Gaonei Bavel were extremely upset about this, because there's a Gemara Psachim that a person that goes to the butcher shop and he buys meat before Pesach shouldn't say Bosa Zeh LePesach, because it sounds like this flesh is going to be for the Korban Pesach. So not only should not say that on a live animal, even if you buy a piece of meat, even if you buy a piece of chopped meat, you can't bring a Korban Pesach if it's already geshachten. You have to bring a Korban Pesach when it's alive. So nonetheless, the Gemara in the Shulchan Aruch says you should be careful not to say Bosa Zeh LePesach, so no one should think that you're eating a kachim bachutz. People are going to think that you're eating the Korban Pesach bachutz. So how can you allow them to say you have? The Gemara says in Brachas, in the first parak, and above, the Gemara says the main reward, Agra de Taneisa, the main reward that we get for fasting on the Tainis is Tzidkasa, that you give the tzedakah. You have to give tzedakah on the Tainis. The main reward is not so much for the fasting. The Gemara says the main reward for going to a big public shiur is probably going to forget the shiur. So the main reward is for the fact that you sat so uncomfortably. Everybody was squeezed in together and was uncomfortable. So the main reward is agra de kala, is duchka, because you were uncomfortable. So that you deserve reward for that. He doesn't deserve so much reward for the learning because he probably didn't understand it. He's probably going to forget it anyway. So the main reward for dancing at a wedding is mili, when you say some words to cheer up the chassan. That's more important than the dancing, mili. Okay, so on a tainus he's supposed to give tzedakah. So the meaning developed, shloshim el kodem achad, so Rosh Chodesh Adar mashmim al hashkolim. So they would announce Rosh Chodesh Adar, when it comes Tainus Esther, and Erev Purim, everybody should give Machta Shekel, and we're going to use Machta Shekel this year to support the local yeshiva. So the Gaonei Bavel were very upset about that. If it's really Machta Shekel that is Hegdish, then the yeshiva can't use it. It's Moel BeHegdish. You can't use Hegdish to get money to support the yeshiva. So the Gaonei Eretz Yisrael said, we have the Talmud Yerushalmi on Shkolim. There is no Bavli on Shkolim. All of Moed, I think that's the only Masechta that doesn't have any Talmud Bavli in Shkolim. So the last Mishnah in Shkolim has a Machlekes HaTanoim. What's the din if someone is Mafrish Bikurim Bizman Hazeh? So the first Tana says, if Mafrish Bikurim, it becomes Kodesh. And the Kohanim have to eat Bikurim Bikdusha V'Tahara in Yerushalayim. Bizman Shei Beis HaMikdush Kaim. You have to bring the Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdush. There is no Beis HaMikdush. Everybody's told me, you can't go into the Beis HaMikdush now. So if you mafrish bikurim, it becomes kodesh and you're stuck. So you have to wait till it rots. You're not allowed to destroy it. That's like Mishmeres Tumos. You're not allowed to destroy bikurim. You have to wait till it rots and then you throw it out. So it's not a smart idea. The mafrish bikurim is manazer because you're just going to get stuck. And the Mishnah quotes, the Tana Reb Shimon disagrees. It's not chal. Because the pasuk says, "Reshit b'kuya moscha, tavi beis Hashem alakecha, bizman deika bais, bizman deleka bais." The bikurim is just not chal. Then the Mishnah says, just like you shouldn't, just like the Tanakhama says, you should not be mafrish bikurim bizman azeh. You should not be mafrish bikurim bizman azeh. And if you did, then you're stuck. It's kodesh and you can't use it for anything. Similarly, you shouldn't be mafrish machza shekel bizman azeh. And you mafish it, then you can't use it for anything. It's hegdish, and you're not allowed to use it for the supporting the yeshiva, because that will be me'ila behegdish. So the Gaonei Eretz Yisrael said, we have the Talmud Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi has two chidushim. Chidush number one, that we pass on like Reb Shimon. If not for the Talmud Yerushalmi, we would have said, Yochid v'ra malachi kiram, we pass on like Tachachanim. That you should not be mafrish machta shekel mizmanazeh, you should not be mafrish bikurim mizmanazeh. If you are mafrish, you're stuck. It becomes kodesh and you can't use it for anything. So they say, number one, Yerushalmi says, be pasul like Reb Shimon. Number two, the Mishnah only quotes Reb Shimon Baichoy, as disagreeing with bikurim. Based on the pasuk, Reshit bikurim amascha tovi beis Hashem alakecha, that if you're mafrish bikurim mizmanazeh, beis hamikdush kaim is just not chal. So Yerushalmi says Reb Shimon disagrees on the Machsa Shekel also, even though the Mishnah doesn't say anything. The Mishnah just quotes it, disagrees on the Bikurim. So the Yerushalmi says that Reb Shimon disagrees on the Machsa Shekel as well. And Yerushalmi says we pass on that Reb Shimon on both by the Bikurim Bizman Hazeh and on the Machsa Shekel Bizman Hazeh. So that's what this minig was based on. The minig to set aside the machzor shekel money on Taina Sesta, Leil Purim, and then support the yeshivas with that money, based on the Talmud Yerushalmi. So the Goni Eretz, the Goni Bavel, said, we never heard of this. They didn't have any Yerushalmi. Said, we never heard of this whole story. In Kabbalah, in the Kabbalah, if that's your tradition, if that's the din, okay, but they were not too thrilled about it. So that's why the Ramah quotes from the Maharil, it's a little shaky. Is it proper to be mafresh machta shekel? Maybe it's not right. So that's what the Ramah says from the Maharil. Everyone should be careful to say this is only a zecher, the machta shekel. You shouldn't say this is my machta shekel. It's only a zecher to the machta shekel. There is a big discussion in the poskim. The Chasam Sofer quotes it, the Pischei Tshuva quotes it from the Chasam Sofer, when you get to Pidyon HaBen, let's say. You want to do Pidyon HaBen, so you're going to give cash. Is it okay if you give dollar bills? You can't give a check. You can't give a check, because the Mishnah says you can do Pidyon HaBen with anything except for Karka Avonim Ashtaris. As we do Vashi Gufa Dova, Hamitalta Vagufa Mamet. So a check is davish and guf a moment, it's like shtoris. So the question was, can you do pidyon aden with paper money? So the Chasam Sofer, or it's quoted also in the Pischei Tshuva, on pidyon ma'aser sheni. Pidyon ma'aser sheni has to be done only kesef. Shavu kesef is not acceptable. So the shaila is paper money. So you can't use a check. A check is not kesef. A check is shtar. Can you use paper money for the purpose of a pidyon ma'aser sheni? So the Chasam Sofer has a psachumra. Others say it's ridiculous. What do you mean? It's legal tender. The government declared, says this is legal tender, collectible if somebody owes you money and he gives you paper money. Having the right to refuse it. The government said that this is considered kesef. Kesef means cash. And many amachma like the Chasam Sofer. Let's say the din is, let's say there's a case, a din Torah, might have been mitzvahs. I lent them $100 in cash, and he paid me back $50 in cash. So if you're going to, and paper money. So you're going to say that paper money is not dina kekesef. What is a dina kishtar? Has representative value. Same goof for mom. He said, then there's no shvur deraisa. No shvur deraisa if the whole dintar is about paper money, only if it's about $100 worth of coins. And he paid him back $50. And if he says he borrowed paper money and he paid him back paper money, that's called Einish Boy Malash Toris. That's very questionable. So the Chasam Sofer at the splits, he says, Benegat to Pidyon HaBen, and Pidyon Ma'aser Sheni, that's been out of Lamokums. So beyond Lamokums, paper money is not considered Kesel. Benegat to Shvuah, that's been out of Machaveros. So Benegat to Ben Adam Machaveros, paper money is considered Kesel. It's a big question whether they quote the Rabbi Yitzchak Ohana didn't hold from this. He's the Morad Asra here in Yeshiva University, Rabbi Yitzchak Ohana. So Rabbi Yitzchak Ohana wrote a tshuva that paper money is considered kesef. It's not considered shtaris. So there are some people, when it comes to machzor shekel money, they want to avoid this issue. Machzor shekel has to be cash, can't be shavu kesef, but they don't have coins. They only have dollar bills. So the Ramah says, meaning is that you give a dollar and a half. You give it whatever this matbeh hayetz beres medina. So you give half of it, and the meaning is you give three halves, because the word shekel appears three times in the pasuk about giving the machzor shekel. So the some people come over to that stucker plate on Leil Purim or on Taina Sesta that says zecher lemachzor shekel. So they'll put in two single dollars, and they'll take out four half dollars, or take out eight quarters. Then they'll put back coins. Then they'll put back a dollar and a half of coins. Why don't they just give a paper dollar and a half a dollar? Nope. They want to give dafka kesef, and according to the Chasam Sofer, paper money is not considered kesef. So that's a question. If you're going to be so medaktik, it looks as if you're really treating it like machzor shekel. It's only supposed to be a zechel of machzor shekel. If you really have in mind that it's real machzor shekel, then the goyne bobo hold that the whole meeting is not right. I think it's a little too much that people are a little too medak. They're really treating it like machzor shekel. You get it's questionable whether it's considered zechel machzor shekel, or is it really machzor shekel? In which case, maybe it does become kodesh. The Beis Yosef has a famous suffix: Shloshim Yom Kodem HaPesach, Shalom Adosh Milchus HaPesach. Does that apply only to Pesach? Because there are so many dinim in Hilchus Pesach. Does it apply to Sukkos as well? So the Maharsha asks: there's a Mishnah in the first parak in Sukkah, Daf Tesam and Aleph. If you have a Sukkah Yishana, people put up a Sukkah in the middle of the summer. The kids put up a hut. It's hot outside, so they made a little hut to play in. So, and they didn't put it up the Shem Mitzvah Sukkahs, they put it up just lit sail. So this Hillel say it's good the way it is. Mashama say no, it's no good. It has to be, the schach has to be put there, the Shem Mitzvah Sukkah. And this Hillel say you don't need the Shem Mitzvah Sukkah, it's not miyakeh. But if you put up the hut within the last 30 days before Sukkahs, since Sholem Adoshim, Hilchas Sukkahs, 30 days before, we assume that he certainly had in mind the Shem, the Yontav of Sukkahs. So how can the Beis Yosef have the suffix whether the Dinam Shalom Doshim Shloshim Yom applies to Sukkot? It's a Beferish Mishnah. If it's within 30 days because Shalom Doshim, so he certainly did have in mind. And you see, it even applies to Machzah Shekel. Gemara said, the reason why we lain Echad B'yodah Mashmim Al Ashkolim because Shloshim Yom Kodem HaChag. It's not really Din and Chag, it's a Din Shloshim Yom before a mitzvah. 30 days before you have to blow shofar, you have to figure out where my community, there is no shofar. And there is no machzah, so you have to start thinking. 30 days, so you shouldn't wait till sukkahs and then you say, oh, I didn't make a sukkah, nobody in the community has a sukkah, so I'm honest and I'm potter. I said, no, you have to think 30 days before, where are you going to eat in the sukkah and where are you going to blow shofar? And how are you going to say machzah chon shofar? You got to plan 30 days in advance. So I can never say, have a suffix. Don't you see from the Gemara by Shkolim, don't you see from the Mishnah by Sukkah, that the 30 days before applies to everything. So in Yeshivas they say, the Beis Yosef knew this, the Mishnah and Sukkah, and this din of Machzah Shekel 30 days before. But by Hilchas Pesach, it says Sholem Adoshim, he's supposed to start learning Hilchas Pesach on Purim. Supposed to learn for 30 days solid, because there's so many din. That's what he was Mesukkah. 30 days before Rosh Chodesh Adar Nisan, after thinking, where am I going to give my Machzah Shekel? Where am I going to get the money? You have to plan, but you know, there's no chiyuv to learn Masechta Shkolim. And 30 days before Sukkot, you have to plan, where am I going to put the Sukkot? Put in the backyard, there's a tree. I'm going to Eretz Yisrael. Where am I going to get a Sukkot in Eretz Yisrael? Whose Sukkot am I going to live in? It doesn't say you have to learn Hilchas Sukkot. So that's where the Beis Yosef was misubik, that by Pesach, because there's so many dinim in Hilchas Pesach, 30 days before it's not enough just to figure out where am I going to have the Seder? Shaina, I'm going to my son in Minneapolis. Shaina, taken care of. All taken care of. Everything is Shaina. No, 30 days before Pesach, you have to start learning Hilchas Pesach, because there's so many dinim. Not sufficient just to figure out where am I going to have this Seder. But that's the Beis Yosef was misubik, 30 days before Sukkot. Is it enough just to figure out where am I going to build my sukkah? I know how to build a sukkah, Shaim. Well, you have to start learning taka all the dinim. But that aspect, that 30 days before you have a mitzvah that doesn't come so often, that the Beis Yosef knows, that they have to give a little thought. Where am I going to be? It's a sukkah this year. We were talking before about the din Kotten, who donates a machtas ha-shekel. So the Ktzos and the receivers had a whole discussion. How can a kid donate the Machzah Shekel? So there's another solution that some of the Achrenim talk about. There was a din, the last year before Bar Mitzvah, a boy or a girl starting from the age of 11, the last year before Bar Mitzvah, and a boy from the age of 12 till Bar Mitzvah. The last year before Bar Mitzvah, Bas Mitzvah, the person is considered a Mufla Samach Le'ish, and his nidorim and his hekdeshes achal, if he knows what he's talking about, his hekdeshes chal. So that's what some say, that the cotton who donated in the Machzah Shekel, he's not a cotton 10 years old, he's not a cotton 11 years old, the kid is after 12. So the last year before Bar Mitzvah, he does have the ability to be magdish because he's a mufal al samach liyish. So in one sense, he's a cotton because he's not yet Bar Mitzvah, he's not mechuyev to give Machzah Shekel. But in another sense, he is a bardas when he gets the hekdeshes. But this is problematic because in the Gemara in Maseches Nida, it's a machloikas in the Gemara where the mufla samach liyish is a din deraisa, din derabban. And machlokes halacha lemaisa. We pask machlokes the Rambam and the Raivet. I think the Rambam paskins. I think that milchal osamim is only the Rabbanan, and the Raivet holds that it should be milchal osamim. It should be a din deraisa. Machlokes and the Gemara. So that's the question. You're going to have a Mishnah in Shkolim that talks about the cotton donating machzan shekel, and it's assuming that the kid is able to be magdish min haTorah on the assumption mufal samachlish is deraisa. So what's the Rambam going to do with the Mishnah? The Rambam holds that mufal samachlish is only the Rabbanan. These are some of the dinim of machzan shekel, and this coming Shabbos is going to be Parsha Shkolim. Okay, I apologize again. I'm going to Eretz Yisrael tonight. I won't be here till after next Shabbos. I'll be here Sunday morning, March 1st. I will try. I'll be in touch with the mayor. I'll try to. They gave me a big schedule. I'll try to see whenever it's possible. I'll be able to give a shiur. If not, you got a chazan on your own. Okay. Bye from Mincha.